straight from Wave Farm.
WGXC, Acra, 90.7, the beat.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. And today we're going to celebrate Valentine's Day with an excerpt of the annual Valentine's Day set that Brian DeWan does at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. He performed there on Sunday, February 13th, and we're going to hear an excerpt of that performance today, plus a few other love songs from some local musicians and others farther afield. Stay tuned. That's also with the public news, national headlines, and the local better weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
On air, in air, channel, connection, and the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Ruby's Hotel and Restaurant in Freehold, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that the abrupt resignation of Queeman's police chief and budget battles between the town board and the officers' union have unnerved residents and officials alike, with some expressing concerns that it could all lead to the end of the Queeman's Police Department. Quote, there is no truth to that, unquote, Town Supervisor George McHugh said. Quote, we have said it a million times before, we will say it again. We have no intention of getting rid of the Queeman's Police or dissolving the Queeman's Police. We will look for a new chief and we will drive on. There have never been plans to dissolve the department, unquote. Police Chief Douglas Kyer resigned February 11th after serving the town for roughly 1 year. His resignation was effective immediately. Other members of the department submitted their resignations as well. Kyer's departure comes from the ongoing budget squabbles between the town board and the Queeman's Police PBA, the union representing the local police force. The union is accusing the town board of defunding the department. Quote, as of March 1, 2022, the town of Queeman's Police Department will no longer be available for any calls for service, both emergency and non-emergency, on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays between midnight and 8 a.m., unquote, according to the union. In addition to its own police force, Queemans is also served by the Albany County Sheriff's Office. The operation of the Queemans Police Department falls under the jurisdiction of the town board. The police union stated the department's budget woes will make it difficult to carry out its mission. Hugh said the town was looking for a department with a different focus and cited budgetary reasons. Quote, the town board wants a community-centric police department. We have the sheriff's department here, and they supplement us with two patrols 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, unquote, Hugh said. Quote, that saves us money. I am not looking to build a metropolitan police department in Queemans. We can't afford it, unquote. Sergeant Daniel Braden, who works part-time for the department, is now at the top of the department's chain of command while the town searches for a new chief. Read more about this story at theupstater.com.
Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that while good cause eviction laws have been passed on the local level, efforts by progressive Democrats to pass a statewide law have stalled. A bill in Albany has been referred to a housing committee, but has made little in the early days of the current legislative session. Meanwhile, the cities of Albany, Newburgh, and Poughkeepsie passed their own good cause eviction bills. Hudson passed a law that was vetoed by Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson, and a replacement bill then failed with the Hudson Common Council. Good cause eviction laws require the automatic renewal of leases, removing the ability of landlords to displace tenants at the end of their lease. Landlords can still evict tenants for a variety of reasons, such as conducting illegal activities, damaging property, or non-payment of rent, but only if rent increases have been kept under 5% a year. But while there has been some success locally passing the tenant protection legislation, it is being undermined by the lack of a statewide measure. Asked about the good cause law passed in the city of Albany during the state budget hearing February 9th, Mayor Kathy Sheehan said, and I quote, "Well, we've been sued," end quote. That's because the city is preempted by the state. If New York passed the statewide eviction standards, that, and I quote, "would allow us to move forward with something that is really important," end quote. She then said, and I quote, "When you have security in housing, then you have security in family. We have such transients that we see it, and it impacts school performance. It impacts people's mental health. It creates anxiety, and it takes resources from the people who are in the least position to be able to marshal those resources," end quote. Jemani Williams, the New York City public advocate now running for governor against incumbent Democrat Kathy Hochul, said that he thought Democratic leadership are not backing good cause legislation because they are beholden to developers and property owners. Hochul, for instance, held, and I quote, "a small private," end quote, "dinner for donors February 10th in Manhattan at Hudson Yards, a massive recent development in the city that was developed by related companies, cost between $10,000 and $45,200 to attend. Hochul's office claims the governor has taken, and I quote, "decisive action to protect tenants," end quote. The governor's office said in its statement, and I quote, "We will continue to work closely with the legislature and members of the advocacy community to protect vulnerable New Yorkers and keep tenants in their homes," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
William J. Kemble is reporting for the Daily Freeman that the State Public Service Commission on February 15th will conduct its public hearing on the proposed 1,250-megawatt electric transmission line project. At the hearing, the Hudson Champlain Power Express is expected to present examples of support for the project's overland route, but it will likely not present the concerns expressed by Hudson River communities about the underwater section that constitutes about 60% of the line's 339-mile route. Consent resolutions from 33 of the 35 municipalities that have property along the route have been filed by the developers. In several instances, there are agreements stating how much the developers will pay in taxes and community benefits. Details as to how much money the project is having waived or exempted in property taxes have not been provided, however. The session is scheduled for February 15th at 1 p.m. via WebEx. Pre-registration at webex.com is required for anyone wanting to make comments. State officials said the hearing is scheduled to take comments on the developer's request to receive a certificate of public convenience for the $2.2 billion project. A link to where comments can be made online for the hearing is available at the WGXC Newsroom page. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Andrea Mako reports for Porcupine Soup that the town of Cairo will hold a public hearing about the proposed snowstorm parking law at 7 p.m. March 7th at Town Hall. Cairo would copy Catskill's law requiring vehicles to be parked on the even side of the street from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then move to the odd side of the village streets from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. Switching sides of the street continues every 12 hours until the snow emergency has ended. The town will ticket and tow violators' vehicles at the owner's expense. You can read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics that construction on New York's first offshore wind project started February 11th off the coast of Long Island. The project, South Fork Wind, comes after the federal regulators in January issued a final sale notice for the New York Bight, considered to be a key milestone in the push to build more offshore wind projects in the coming years. The New York Bight is the geological identification applied to a roughly triangular indentation along the Atlantic coast of the United States. It extends northeasterly from Cape May Inlet in New Jersey to Montauk Point on the eastern tip of Long Island. Governor Kathy Hochul and U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland appeared together at the project site Friday, calling the effort part of a major push to reduce the effects of climate change in New York. In her remarks, Hochul celebrated the project, saying it will also create jobs and stimulate the post-COVID-19 economy. Quote, "This is a historic day for New York, and I will look forward to continue working with Secretary Haaland as we lead our nation toward a greener, brighter future for all," unquote, she said. State lawmakers previously approved a measure for the energy transition that includes the goal of producing 9,000 megawatts of offshore wind in the state by 2035. Read more about the story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com.
Noah Zweifel reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the town of Knox in Albany County celebrates its bicentennial this year, with the town spending $4,000 on events from the end of February into August. February 28th is the official 200th anniversary of the town's formation, and Knox holds a proclamation ceremony at the town hall that day. There's also an essay contest in March when local students will write about a favorite object in the Knox Historical Association's museum. There will also be a pageant and quilt show in April and bicentennial activities at the Parker Street Fair on June 17th and 18th. The celebration concludes with a barbecue fundraiser at the Knox Reformed Church on August 5th and a car show, live music, and fireworks on August 6th. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts Monday should be mostly sunny with a high of just 15 and wind chill values as low as negative 8. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 5 and wind chill values as low as negative 3. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high of 24 and wind chill values as low as negative 1. Tuesday night, a low around 10 is expected with clear skies, and then Wednesday should be partly sunny with a high of 38, a low around 34. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
On Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. And first, we take off on the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. with tracks from Baba Mal, Basuko Koyate, Chela Torres, and others. Then at 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites live from the basement of the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, where WGXC has a studio right there on Warren Street. He'll have tracks today from Al Green, Mary J. Blige, Michelle Nadicello, and others. Then the Deep Three show after the local news at noon features works from Cohn Hauptkamp, Olivier Kerr Aruro, and Barbara Dennerlin, among others. Vital Weekly show at 2 p.m. has new music from around the world, And at 8 p.m., there's music from Ethiopia with Astor Awake, Aria Star, Emmanuel Turizo, among others, on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
There are all sorts of local community events in the WGXC community calendar online. WGXC.org. You can even add your own there. There's a button called Add an Event. You press the Add an Event button and then fill in the blanks, and soon enough, your community calendar listing is on WGXC.org in the community calendar. And it's also being read on the radio right now, including the band Ballister comes to Kingston in April, April 13th. The international free jazz noise trio Ballister with saxophonist Dave Rempus, cellist Fred Lundberg Holm and drummer PNL from Norway start their 2022 U.S. tour at Kingston's Tubby's. Find out more about this event, a link to Tubby's website, and more in the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org.
Polar Bear took their experimental jazz to a new level of intensity on their album, In Each and Every One. And we'll hear a track on the next Deep Threes. Plus, music from Clay Rendering, Machine Woman, and Hoshka. Deep Threes. Music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the new news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, February 14th. We are 10.1% of the way through the year. We got 34 days left until spring. Early this morning, we see 4 degrees in Hoseville and 13 in Kingston. Some snowfall accumulation from yesterday was reported. We have 1 inch in Tannersville and 1.5 inches in Olive Branch. Not much of a warm-up is in store, so I guess you people are gonna have to get creative today. Winds will be in the teens and getting gusty between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. Because of that, conditions will be dangerously sub-freezing this morning. A high of 21 is expected at 4 p.m. Overnight, the temperatures are gonna get down, reaching 7 degrees just before dawn. Tomorrow will be a bit warmer. Winds will be breezy and a high of 30 is expected at 2 p.m. 16 degrees overnight takes us into an even warmer Wednesday with a high of 42. Thursday is looking wet because it is gonna rain all day and give us a high in the upper 50s. Looks like Friday the cold returns and we're looking at highs in the 30s, but that could change by the time we get there, so we'll keep an eye on it. The hottest temperature expected this week will be 57 degrees and the coldest will be 7 degrees. Just a friendly science reminder, friction causes heat. Sunset today will be at 5:11 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:49 a.m. Looking way up, we see that despite a bunch of coronal mass ejections released over the weekend, we can expect a few days of low geomagnetic activity. Solar wind speed is currently 498 kilometers per second at 7.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5, storm level. The current sunspot number is 78. and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alana Medlock of Kingston, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Audio. Radio, audio, radio, audio, radio, audio, radio, audio, radio, audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio. Audio. Radio, audio, 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 radio.
On Sunday, February 13th, Catskill's Brian Dewan performed his annual Valentine's Day show and played love songs from all across the ages. Here are a couple of them from WGXC's live web stream of Brian Dewan's performance Sunday, February 13th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill.
She loves me or loves me not, sometimes it's hard to tell. Yes, I am longing to share the lot of beautiful Daisy Bell. Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. I'm half crazy. Stylish marriage, I can't afford a carriage, but you'll look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two. We will unravel as man and wife, Daisy, Daisy, peddling our way down the road of life. I am my Daisy Bell. When the road's dark, we can both despise policemen and lamps as well. There are
take the lead in each trip we take. Then if I don't do well, I will permit you to use the break, my beautiful Daisy Bell. Johnson Boys. Johnson Boys raised in the ashes, never knowed how to court a maid. Turn their backs and hide their faces. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Sight of a pretty girl makes them afraid. Johnson boys went a-hunting, took two dogs and went astray, tore their clothes and scratched their faces, didn't come home till the break of day, didn't come home till the break of day, didn't come home till the break of day. Johnson boys left the Blue Ridge, traveling in the Chevrolet, the reason why they did not stay, they had no money for to pay their way. Had no money for to pay their way. Had no money for to pay their way. Johnson boys come to New York, have a big time and see the white way. They came home broke and a-walking. Had no money for to pay their way. Had no money for to pay their way. Had no money for to pay their way. Johnson boys went a-courtin', Coon Creek gals so pretty and sweet. They couldn't make no conversation, they didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet. Didn't know where to put their feet. Those Johnson boys will never marry, they'll stay single all their life. They're too scared to pop the question, ain't no woman that'll be their wife. Ain't no woman that'll be their wife. Ain't no woman that'll be their wife. Shame on the Johnson boy.
You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yes.
Hudson's Tommy Stinson on bass. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM. That was The Replacements. This is The Modern Lovers on the radio at WGXC. Deciding
Bartender, let's make it a double.
The book of love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But I love it when you read to me and you can read me anything. The book of love has music in it. In fact, that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me. The book of love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you.
Well,
Our love is a lie, and so we begin foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame burning within. Now and then firelight will catch us stumbling.
Stumbling in.
Here is Hudson resident Emily Ritz, a song released in 2020 called I'm in Love.
These hands are to love, these hands are to hold. These hands I'm keeping are for my